All right, this is Wednesday evening. This is, what is the date? 9/14/2022. We're looking at current events in the light of God's Word, and this is biblical. So, we're going to start off with reading my checklist here, what we're looking at. President Trump extended his power as president via law and order of the Constitution via executive orders 13848, 13959, 13958, 13919, and I'm going to add one, 13818, which to me is the biggest one, 13885, National Emergencies Issued, Presidential Emergencies Issued, both unaddressed by Congress. You know, we read 13848, where it talked about that Congress was supposed to deal with that, and they did not. Presidential Emergency Active Document, PED, Stafford Act, the Presidential Emergencies Act, Title 10, Title 32, 10 U.S. Code 246, 10 U.S. Code 12406, 47 U.S. Code 606, War Powers of the President, Articles 2 and 4 of the Constitution. Laws are laws, orders are orders, plain and simple. So we, by looking at this, we're seeing that these things, if you just went on, I go on Yandex and look them up, and I can copy off every one of these orders, every one of these executive orders, these codes and stuff that I read. They're all there for everyone to see. There's nothing hidden. There's nothing secret. And I was listening to a roundtable today with some military intel with Derek Johnson on it. And this one man said his son is deployed in Mexico. He's lived there a year. And he said, all this hype you're seeing, all these masses of people coming through the border, all this horrible stuff, it's all optics. It's not going on. The military has been deployed all along. They're not coming through there. They've arrested those cartels and all that stuff going on. Very little is getting through there. So it's just, you know, you could see anything that they showed you on television. You could probably do enough research and see, well, that was back in 19, you know, whatever. Or, you know, 2000. They could stick anything there. And because people are used to seeing the mainstream media and believing what they say, that's what they'll believe. So it tells me a lot of these things, these arrests and things, happened in 17, 18, 19. The Queen was executed in 19. So what does that tell you? They just now played the Queen card. It's all being played out at the right time, releasing the information to the people and all the things that are coming into play. All the executive orders, all of this. What it does to me, it just makes me feel more secure and just very thankful that God is really on the throne and He really is behind this, because these men were all Christian men and they all give glory to God and they all know this plan was God's plan. And it gives him great courage to know that God is executing his plan. And the military didn't do anything lightly. You know, President Trump, it showed a picture, a little clip of, I think it was Jeb Bush? In the, you know, when all the 19 candidates to run for president in 2016. He was asked a question, well, you know, who you got in your corner or whatever. President Trump said, well, it's plain to see you don't have anyone in your corner. That's not his words, my words. But he said, I've got 200 generals in my corner. Well, you know, what happened at the inauguration when the military came up behind him and stood? Well, there's been a group of 200 generals since back, I think, even the Civil War, that they thought if they ever got to the place where they knew they had that many in their corner, that they would attempt a coup to take this country back that was captured in 18, whatever, 71. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's not just 200 generals now, though. There's many more than that. Because when you talk about one general, you talk about a regiment. So now how many you got in your corner? Yeah. I thought, man, absolutely, totally. It's not just a general. It's their whole regiment. And I'll tell you this. General Flynn's brother would not be is he four-star, three-star? Three-star general over the Pacific Fleet if Biden was in office. There'd be nobody, no programs like the ones I'm listening to, and these people with military intel that know what's going on, they would not be on the air if Biden was president. Biden ain't never been president. Biden's been dead for quite a few years now, as well as the Queen and as well as a lot of these others that were dealt with years ago. So I want you to remember that when you hear stuff. All right, I'm trying to think where I left off yesterday. I mean, last Wednesday night. Okay. I just want to read this one because to me, this is the reason. This is a reason for all of this other, even though it's not one of the ones that he included. Executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. What the Lord said to me, and I wrote that down. Did I read that to y'all yet? Let me look here. Here it is. In March of 2020, this is what the Lord said to me about what was going on. It was right at the start of the COVID stuff. This was March 10, 2020. The coronavirus is a cover for a military operation taking out low-hanging fruit, the low scum that are involved in human trafficking and crimes against humanity. Time to rescue the children, take out the dumbs, and restructure the Federal Reserve. To me, this is the executive order of all executive orders. This was December 21st, 2017. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the law of the United States of America, including the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, I'm not going to read all the numbers and all the codes. The National Emergency is the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952, I, Donald John Trump, President of the United States of America, find that the prevalence and severity of human rights abuse and corruption that have their source in whole or in substantial part outside the United States, such as those committed or directed by persons listed in the annex in this order, have reached such scope and gravity that they threaten the stability of international political and economic systems. I think this is what the Lord was thinking when he said, if we didn't shorten the days, no one would be saved. No one would make it if he didn't shorten the days. Thank God for President Trump. Human rights abuse and corruption undermine the values that form an essential foundation of stable, secure, and functioning societies, have devastating impacts on individuals, weaken democratic institutions, degrade the rule of law, perpetuate violent conflicts, facilitate the activities of dangerous persons, and undermine economic markets. The United States seeks to impose tangible and significant consequences on those who commit serious human rights abuse or engage in corruption, as well as to protect the financial system of the United States from abuse by these persons. I therefore determine that serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world constitute an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States, and I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with this threat. So I'm not going to read the rest of it. You get the idea. I was listening to Q News Patriot, and he has a few more files. And one thing really impressed me was, I mean, I've looked into and even 107 has it in his book, about the sinking of the Titanic. Well, at the sinking of the Titanic, he goes back and he starts talking about these men, that they had an aim to steal all of the money of the United States. That was what the deal was on Jekyll Island when the Federal Reserve was born, and what they did and the means they went to knock out any opposition and to absolutely strip the American people of all, everything. And see, we see that in play today, and this has been working. This scheme has been working, well planned. They knew, the captain knew, that that boat was nothing but a coffin. And those people, there was a priest that was with the Jesuits that took part of the journey and got off and talked to the captain and told him, you know what you have to do. Took pictures of every person because they were a sacrifice to Satan. Documented it. They knew full well what they were doing. And they've been doing this kind of stuff ever since 9/11. I am so glad we're at the end of it. He did say something interesting. He did say that a lot of these old buzzards live to be 350 years old. You know why? No vaccinations, no poison food, no big pharma. In fact, it's come up again that they found enough food to feed the whole world for 150 years. When they've gone into the dumps. This is what the deep state was laying up for them. No preservatives in them. No poisons in them. Nothing bad in them. Just pure, good, wholesome food. So we don't need to be concerned about shortages. What's happening is exchanges. They're cleaning out the old and bringing in the new. And that's what we need to expect. We're just preparing for plenty here. We're preparing for the best here. We're preparing to live a lot longer than anybody that we know or ever knew ever did. I'm talking living persons. We ought to be excited. This is the greatest day to live in on earth or in earth. All right. Let's keep going here. All right, I'm just going to read the short versions of these executive orders we looked at. 13989. All right. 13848. Do y'all remember what that one is? 13848. All right, we're going to look at them right quick. All right, Executive Order 13919, ordering the select reserve of the armed forces to active duty. And they've been on active duty ever since. This was on April the 30th, 2020, right after the COVID started. Just what I read to you, what the Lord said. All right, Executive 13959, he signed on November 12th, 2020, prohibiting investment in communist Chinese military companies. So he cut off the supply line. Okay. Everything he does with purpose. Then he instituted the 1776 Commission, 13958. I don't have a short one on that. Okay, 13958. Well, it has to do with really our true history. About the stuff that's going on in the schools with the kids and all that kind of stuff. All right. All right, then 13885, establishing the National Quantum Initiative Advisory. This has to do with NACERA. This has to do with our new energy. It has to do with everything, Starlink, Space Force, all of it. Because we're going to be on a different system. I talked to you about the doomsday plane. They've been spotting it. It can detect if there's a nuclear explosion that has already gone off, or it can seek out if there's even one present that might go off. The Doomsday Plane is the unofficial denomination of a class of aircraft which is used as an airborne command post in an event of nuclear war. It's really basically to protect the president. It's disaster or other large-scale conflict that threatens key military and government infrastructure. The only countries known to have designed and manufactured such aircraft are the United States and the Russian Federation. Putin made a statement. It was early on after President Trump was elected. He said, "I'm ready to help President Trump in the reset." Okay. So we know who's on our side. And of course, they're talking about false flags. I came across this. I copied it off. This is, get paid up to $500 to be a displaced civilian role player at Human Domain during a National Guard New York training event at Fort Drum. So a lot of things are being staged. It talks about job description. What will the casualty role players do? The actors will assist in providing realistic training aimed at purposely strengthening security and resilience through systematic preparation for threats that pose the greatest risk to the security of this nation. So these people are being hired to play out roles to look like things are going down and things are happening, and they're actors. Although a lot of the false flag events have been that. I'm not saying people weren't injured, but they're called crisis actors. I mean, this is a real job. Look, he's all beat up looking, you know. A lot of the false flag events, you can trace people that have been in every one of them. They've been hired to play these roles and do these things. Just like the Uvalde, no children were harmed. They were all kidnapped, but none were harmed. All right. And I thought this was interesting. It was a pinned message, J6 prisoners experiencing cruelty. This was forwarded from Donald Trump, where we go one, we go all. It says, King Charles, who is not a real king, as far as I know, he's dead too, and this is an actor. King Charles III signs a proclamation stating that Donald Trump won the 2020 presidential election, is the rightful president by law. Why? Why would he do that? Well, all of these countries are going to become republics, just like here. But that was the deal that the Queen made with Donald Trump. She succumbed to his, all the evidence he had on her. Yeah. I mean, you're just seeing these kind of things all the time. Okay, I already read you the key post. All right. Do y'all remember where I left off? I know I read the quantum. I stopped right here. All right, the president wants everything done by the law. He is thorough with his executive orders in doing that. Since his executive order, over 300 COs have stepped down. That was 13959. All right, the National Quantum Initiative Act has to do with everything quantum, banking, internet, energy, and more. All right, I read to you what the Lord said to me. Liz leads, and I read the executive order of all executive orders. Remember, this is biblical. If you need any more proof, maybe just a few more. Donald John Trump exercised his executive privilege concerning the stolen documents from Mar-a-Lago. Only a sitting president can exercise executive privilege. If that alone, he could not say, I'm pulling some strings here. I have executive privilege, so you cannot go through my documents. But only a sitting president can do that, not someone that's out of office. All right. Joe Biden was supposed to be sworn in at 11:48 a.m. He was not, wait a minute, he was sworn in at 11:48 a.m. Charlie Ward said he saw it 12 hours earlier on, he lives in Spain. He saw it on TV 12 hours earlier. So he wasn't sworn in. They're usually sworn in at 12 p.m. or a minute after 12, thus violating the 20th Amendment. The nuclear protection plan, the doomsday plan, has been activated 4 times this past week. By law, Donald John Trump is our president. By law, Joseph Biden is not our president. If Joe was, then why didn't he close Gitmo? He said he was going to. No, they have received, I think it's $500 million to enlarge it. Yeah. As of 12/26/21, Gitmo has been approved for $5 million expansion. A few months ago, when there was a baby formula shortage, Joe Biden took credit for supplying it. He did not. The National Guard did. So, you know who's in charge of the National Guard? Donald Trump. The National answers, or the National Guard answers to the Commander-in-Chief. No one else. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, the governors cannot enact the National Guard. Now, if there's a state emergency, through the proper channels, they can get the National Guard. Okay? All right. Military intelligence is Q, and they are ready to take over all of the intelligence agencies. This is FBI, CIA, DOJ, etc. There's many of them. And from what I've heard, the MSM also. All right. I have here Q drop 11. All right. This is not really QDOP, it says anonymous. All right, it says military intelligence versus the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, just what I read. No approval or congressional oversight. State secrets upheld under the Supreme Court. Who is the commander-in-chief of the military? Under what article can the president impose MI? What is military intelligence? Takeover investigations for the three-letter agencies. What conditions must present itself? Why is this so very important? Who surrounds POTUS? They lost this very important power, the one area of the government not corrupt and directly serves POTUS, the military. Okay. Let me get my deal here that I told y'all was going to go by. I've got a mess here. Hold on. Well, what did I do with it? Well, anyway, we're going to look at the Stafford Act. All right, the Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act. This is one of the things that he enacted. The Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act is a 1988 United States federal law designed to bring in an orderly and systematic means of federal natural disaster assistance for state and local governments in carrying out their responsibilities to aid citizens. Congress' intention was to encourage states and localities to develop comprehensive disaster preparedness plans, prepare for better intergovernmental coordination in the face of a disaster, encourage the use of insurance coverage, and provide federal assistance programs for losses due to disaster. The Stafford Act is a 1988 amended version of the Disaster Relief Act of 1974. It created the system in place today by which a presidential disaster declaration or an emergency declaration triggers financial and physical assistance through the Federal Emergency Management Agency, that's FEMA. The Act gives FEMA the responsibility for coordinating government-wide relief efforts. The Federal Response Plan includes contributions from 28 federal agencies and non-governmental organizations, such as the American Red Cross. It is named for Vernon St. Robert Stafford in Senate 1971-89, who helped pass the law. Congress amended it by passing the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000 and 2006 with the PETS Evacuation and Transportation Standards Act, and again in 2018 with the Disaster Recovery Reformation Act, or DRRA. All right. So what does this have to do with anything? COVID? See, you remember him making all the supposedly was ventilators, right? Well, they weren't. I think they were med beds, actually. So this is what this would be for. All right, he enacted that. All right, I think I talked to you about the peas. They've been falling all over themselves to try to find out what he wrote in his peas. And I think that's what they were looking for, Mar-a-Lago. But, I mean, only an idiot would put it in his personal safe, you know? I'm wondering what he put in his safe for them to find. That's the Presidential Emergency Active Document. So he wrote down orders. Whenever all this started going down and Congress didn't do what they said they would do and he was fixing to leave office and he put everything in place, that's what these PEDs were. And it tells exactly the plan and what all was supposed to be done, what these executive orders and all these things are going to go into place. And so I was talking to Danny yesterday, I said, they're just falling all over themselves. They're obsessed with him. They're scared to death. They really are. Good reason to be scared to death. All right, here's this one. Trump declares a national emergency under the Stafford Act. Here's what that actually allows him to do. Right. In a widely expected move on Friday, President Trump declared the coronavirus pandemic a national emergency, invoking powers under the Stafford Act to allow substantially more federal aid to states and local governments. See, it kind of overrides the normal powers of the president to extra powers during a crisis situation or war or whatever. All right, Trump has faced mounting pressure from lawmakers, especially Democrats, to declare the coronavirus a national emergency, which would free up as much as $50 billion in federal aid to help combat the pandemic. In his press conference, Trump announced that his administration would be partnering with private industry to speed up the rate of coronavirus testing. Vice President Mike Pence called it a historic public-private partnership. Oh, I bet he did. The Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act of 1988 empowers the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to direct how the U.S. government responds to disasters to assist state and local governments during natural catastrophes. Now, you remember he set up all these big tents out there in New York. And people thought, well, they didn't put any of the coronavirus people in there, see? That wasn't what it was for. I think it was Central Park, actually. Mm-hmm. And they were digging down in there and they were bringing the babies up. Those big ships, Mercy and what was the other one? Those big ships in the harbor, see? They were for the babies. They were for the little ones and, you know, those others that had been trafficked and things that they found in the dumps. So Corona's the cover, see, for this big executive order of all executive orders. All this has been going down, just like the Lord said. Just like he said. Declaring a national emergency would allow the government to muster additional resources to deal with the coronavirus. Not to mention allow states to request a 75% federal cost share for expenses related to mitigation efforts, including emergency workers, medical supplies, vaccinations, and medical tests. Costs a lot of money to get those chips here. They were talking about, Derek was talking about, yeah, it cost $750,000 for that plane to fly every day. That's your taxpayer workers, you know, money at work. You know, these big old planes, these doomsday planes, these, you know, he knows about all those different kind of planes. While FEMA's powers under a national emergency are more commonly associated with national disasters, the agency can also be mobilized to address pandemics like the coronavirus. You know, he called in, I don't know what, car manufacturers and different ones to manufacture the med beds or whatever they were doing. Use of the Stafford Act is actually quite common. It gets invoked an average of 56 times per year, according to a report from the Congressional Research Service, but it has rarely been used for public health emergencies since the 1960s. Only twice in 2000, when President Bill Clinton declared emergencies in New York and New Jersey over the West Nile virus outbreak, according to Bloomberg. Now, we know there's no such thing as a virus. Everything has been man-made. I saw a little lady, very interesting. You could tell it was black and white. She was an older lady, and I think she was a doctor. She was talking about hydrogen peroxide. And she said, hydrogen peroxide, she said, if you've got any kind of tumor or cancerous tumor or anything that growth on you, all you have to do is just rub hydrogen peroxide on your body and it'll cure it. There's lots of uses for hydrogen peroxide, but I'm thinking, she said, but you know, Big Pharma, even then Big Pharma, she said, too cheap. When chemotherapy, what, hundreds of thousands of dollars? See, all these things, something. I remember, and I'm thinking it was President Trump, but they were talking about how, and it might have been Kim Clement, might have been Mark Taylor, finding things that were household things, something you could go to the grocery store and buy, was the cure. See, we've not been sick. They've tried to poison us. And is there any wonder why he said if you drink any deadly thing, it wouldn't hurt you? See, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't use that. I did hear a lady that does an update, situation update, We the People News. She said, all I can say to you is pray over your food. Pray over what you drink. You know, instead of worrying about it, fretting about it, pray over it. Ask the Lord, you know, thank you for restoring what the cankerworm, the palmerworm, the caterpillar have eaten. All right. In the past, it's been used for everything from large-scale disasters like the Oklahoma City bombing and Hurricane Katrina to more localized issues like flooding in the Midwest and the California wildfires that occurred early in Trump's presidency. All of these were false flag events done by the deep state. See, what they do is they do these things to get a hold of that money. Target. Trump cannot use his executive powers under the Stafford Act to delay the November 2020 election. Only Congress can adjust the date. Isn't it amazing? They always start this crud up before an election. If Trump had made an emergency declaration under the separate National Emergencies Act, for instance, that would have given him sweeping executive powers from controlling the internet to suspending laws altogether. The Stafford Act declaration deals with FEMA only, however. Yeah, I kind of wonder. Crucial quote, Trump is a self-proclaimed expert. Well, you can tell this is a biased article. It's a self-proclaimed expert on the Stafford Act. We have very strong emergency powers under the Stafford Act, Trump told reporters on Thursday. I have it memorized, practically. And if I need to do something, I'll do it. I have the right to do a lot of things that people don't even know about, the president said. Crucial statistics. There are now over 1,700 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S., with 40 people dead so far. Yeah, all right. All right. See, he's been working since he stepped his foot in that Oval Office. I remember that day. He was in that office and he was working and he didn't stop working and he still hasn't stopped working. I don't care if he's in wherever, Mar-a-Lago, the Winter White House. He has been working and he has been executing God's plan from the very start. All right, the National Emergencies Act, the NEA. All right, it's got a lot of those codes and stuff. I'm not going to even read that part. It's a federal law passed to end all previous national emergencies and to formalize the emergency powers of the president. The act empowers the president to activate special powers during a crisis, but imposes certain procedural formalities when invoking such powers. The perceived need for the law arose from the scope and number of laws granting special powers to the executive in times of national emergency. Congress can terminate an emergency declaration with a joint resolution enacted into law. Powers available under this act are limited to the 136 emergency powers Congress has defined by the law. The legislation was signed by President Gerald Ford on September 4, 1976. As of March 2020, 60 national emergencies have been declared, more than 30 of which remain in effect. All right, it just talks about the first president that used it. Okay, just letting you know, these are the things he used. All right, what's the difference between Title 10 and Title 32? I read that to y'all. Let me find that little sheet of paper. Just a second, y'all. I had it right here. Here it is. All right, the Stafford Act, the Presidential Emergency Acts, Title 10. All right, what's the difference between Title 10 and Title 32 mobilization orders? National Guard members being mobilized for active service may find that their orders mention Title 10 or Title 32 of the United States Code, USC. But what exactly does that mean and what is the difference? To the average soldier, there's no difference so long as their orders are for more than 30 days. All right. When mobilized or activated under the 10 USC or Title 10 USC, you're directed by the president to report for active duty in an official capacity. You're being activated for federal active duty military service. When in federal service, guard personnel typically participate in military operations and are entitled to the same pay, benefits, and legal protections as active military members. What Trump did, and I think it was after, I don't know if it was after January 6th, before January 6th, maybe you remember, he swore in all these National Guard as U.S. Marshals. You remember that? Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. All right. Activation under Title 32 USC means that your state's governor has been authorized or directed by the president to mobilize or activate the National Guard in your state. You perform on active duty under the state control, but with pay and benefits provided by the federal government. In your Title 32 orders or for more than 30 days, you may be entitled to some of the same federal benefits as someone activated under the Title 10 orders. Mobilization orders may come with different duties. Title 10 service can include overseas mobilization. See, they're not just, they're overseas. Our National Guard are out, they're supposed to be national, not right? All right, overseas mobilizations. Title 32 does not, normally. Title 32 orders are for natural disasters, while Title 10 orders are for national defense. However, this isn't always the case. Guard members may also be ordered to activate duty solely by command of their state's governor. This is known as a state active duty or state call-up, and generally is in response to state-level disasters. When ordered to state active duty or Title 32 orders, Guard members may be granted the ability to act in a law enforcement capacity. U.S. Marshals. They're the ones that arrest U.S. Marshals. That's who we saw Pelosi with two U.S. Marshal women with her hands together and their badges showing. All right. When ordered to state active duty or Title 32 orders, Guard members may be granted the ability to act in a law enforcement capacity. This is prohibited when they are activated under Title 10 unless authorized by Congress. When activated in this manner, Guard members are state employees, not federal employees, and their pay and benefits are determined by state law. They are not eligible for federal benefits. Okay, you get the point. Anyway, that's what President Trump did. You remember he kept offering to all of the governors, you know, in the blue states, he kept offering the National Guard, and they kept refusing. And now, which is hysterical to me, Governor Abbott is sending, what state, where is it, D.C. is he sending them to? Now, the mayor there that wouldn't take the National Guard, she's trying to get the National Guard to help her because they're full. It's all a show, y'all. It's all a show, all right? I think it's hysterical. President Trump, he's the greatest troller ever. Yeah. All right. We're about through here. Just a little bit more. All right, 10 U.S. Code 246, militia. Composition and classes. The militia of the United States consists of all able-bodied males at least 17 years of age and except as provided in Section 313 of Title 32, under 45 years of age, who are or who have been or who have made a declaration of intention to become citizens of the United States, and the female citizens of the United States who are members of the National Guard. So women can't be in the militia unless they're in the National Guard. I don't know why. All right, the classes of the militia are the organized militia, which consists of the National Guard and the Naval Militia, and the organized militia would consist of the members of the militia who are not members of the National Guard or the Naval Militia. I wonder how many of those are out there. We just don't know it. They could have been sworn in as federal marshals also, you know. All right. 10 U.S. Code 12406, National Guard and Federal Service Call. Whenever the United States or any of the commonwealths or possessions is invaded or is in danger of invasion by a foreign nation, there is a rebellion or danger of a rebellion against the authority of the government of the United States, or the president is unable with the regular forces to execute the laws of the United States. Congress makes the laws. He couldn't get them to do anything. They all turncoat on him. The president may call into federal service members and units of the National Guard of any state in such numbers as he considers necessary to repel the invasion, suppress the rebellion, or execute those laws. Orders for these purposes shall be issued to the governors of the states, or in the case of the District of Columbia, through the commanding general of the National Guard of the District of Columbia. Now, District of Columbia has their own National Guard. I'm going to look into, there's some kind of called the Act of Columbia. I haven't looked into it yet, but I'm going to look at that. It has to do with how D.C. became what it became. I mean, we could go on with this kind of stuff. I mean, you could just do a lot of research, all right? 47 U.S. Code 606, War Powers of the President. Priority communications. During the continuance of a war in which the United States is engaged, the President is authorized, if he finds it necessary for the national defense and security, to direct that such communications as in his judgment may be essential to the national defense and security shall have preference or priority with any carrier subject to this chapter. Is that taking over the MSM? Does that sound, what that sound like? He may give these directions at and for such times as he may determine and may modify, change, suspend, or null them, and for any such purpose he is authorized to issue orders directly or through such person or persons as he designates for the purpose or through the commission. Any carrier complying with any such order or direction for preference or priority herein authorized shall be exempt from any and all provisions in existing law imposing civil or criminal penalties, obligations, or liabilities upon carriers by reason of giving preference or priority in compliance with such order or direction. It sounds like to me he can control the internet, doesn't it? Or he can control the mainstream media. Such obstruction or retardation of communication, provided that nothing in this section shall be construed to repeal, modify, or affect either section. They put the sections. suspension or amendment of rules and regulations applicable to certain emission stations or devices. Upon proclamation by the president that there exists war, a threat of war, or a state of public peril or disaster, or other national emergency, or in order to preserve the neutrality of the United States, the president, if he deems it necessary, in the interest of national security or defense, may suspend or amend for such time as he may see fit the rules and regulations applicable to any and all stations or devices capable of emitting electromagnetic radiations within the jurisdiction of the United States as prescribed by the Commission, and may cause the closing of any station for radio communication or any device capable of emitting electromagnetic radiations between 10 kilocycles and 100 megacycles, which is suitable for use as a navigational aid beyond 5 miles, and the removal therefrom of its apparatus and equipment, or he may authorize the use of control of any such station or device or its apparatus and equipment by any department of the government under such regulations as he may prescribe upon just compensation to the owners. The authority granted to the president under this section to cause the closing of any station or device and the removal therefrom of its apparatus and equipment, or to authorize the use or control of any station or device and or its apparatus and equipment, may be executed in the canal zone. Now it goes on to talk about rules and regulations in government's facilities. This is all war powers of the president. State laws and powers, limitations upon presidential power, penalties, compensation, etc. This is where we are right now. This is what's going on right now. People want to know what's going on. All they got to do is look up some stuff. All right. I read that one to you. Constitution. Y'all have this. We need to learn this, y'all. We need to learn our Constitution. All right. Article 2. Let me find it here. I know this may be boring, but you know what? You can't say you hadn't heard it. This is Article 2 of the Constitution. The executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. He shall hold his office during the term of 4 years, and together with the vice president chosen for the same term, he be elected as follows. Each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled in the Congress, but no senator or representative or person holding an office of trust or profit in the United States shall be appointed an elector. Then it goes on to talk about all the stuff having to do with that and the voting and the electors and all of that. All right. This is what he used, Section 2. That's where I'm reading Section 2. All right, Section 4. And then we're going to be about done. Section 4. Full faith and credit shall be given in each state to the public acts, records, and judicial proceedings of every other state, and the Congress may by general laws prescribe the manner in which such acts, records, and proceedings shall be proved in the effect thereof. All right, nothing hidden, nothing secret. I researched all of this, copied it off of Yandex search engine, all done by the rule of law under the United States Constitution. This is where it ties in biblically for me. I'm going to read you the scripture. Now, y'all have heard enough of my teaching on Revelation to know that we're over all the religious dribble that we've heard. We get a drink, and I'll read that, and we'll be done. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. This is Revelation 18, verse 1. Come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. It's become the habitation of devils, the hold of every foul spirit in the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. And the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. I say put them in a cell, vaccinate them every day, spray them like bugs, make them eat crickets and roaches and all that stuff, roach milk, you know. No, that's true. I'm just going, how crazy and nutty. Spray them like bugs, feed them the GMO food that they put in all of our processed food. That's what I say. I say Haman's hung on the gallows. Those that live, anyway. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and am now a widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. The queen's death is the end of the monarchy. Europe's going to be free. I don't know how many countries she ruled over. New Zealand, Africa. It was just, she pretty well owned everything, her jurisdiction. Standing afar off with the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come, and the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble, cinnamon, odors, ointments, hits about everything, doesn't it? Frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, and wheat, beasts, sheep, horses, chariots, slaves, souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee. Yeah, 150 years stockpiled. Departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. You get a bowl of crickets. They showed some little kids eating out of a package, and it was crunchy crickets or something like that. You know, I remember a few years back reading some labels at the store. You might have been with me and wondering, what is this cricket protein? It was on the labels. They've been doing it. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and many as trade by sea stood afar off and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is likened to this great city? And they shall cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour she made desolate. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. The voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee, and no craftsman or whatsoever craft he be shall be found no more in thee, and the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. The light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries, that's big pharma, were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. There it is, right there. Even a blind man could see it. Yeah. Now go comfort people with this knowledge. Go comfort people. I mean, if they'll listen, fine. If they won't, shake the dust off your feet. Don't argue with people. Just go. And the Lord will send somebody by that will. Like the guy that's coming to do our tile. All right.